just a little freak accident, you know. It's part of the game, and just get with the docs this week, trying to get it back to 110, and so I can be ready to go.
Where you at right now, though? That was the thing that came to the end of the season. You knew you were going to be healthy. The way you're playing right now, is that what you expected?
I expected a lot more, you know. Expected to be better, and things are going good my way. You know what I'm saying? The ball is rolling my way, and basically just got to continue to keep it to roll my way.
How much more comfortable are you playing this year now?
Real comfortable. You know, last year I was out with my foot injury. Now this year, being able to go out there with him on most of the snaps, it's kind of a plus, you know, because we feed off each other. He might get the double team one time, I get a double team, and basically how we look at it is whenever each one of us get a one-on-one, we got to win, and that's what we look for.
You have similar styles. Is that why you play well together?
I'm sure we have similar things. You know, he's more of a power type guy, and I kind of got a little power to him. He got speed, and I got speed, so I'll say we're kind of the same player.
Happy to be around each other. Can you talk about your on the field and off the field relationship?
Like I said, on the field, when we're on the field between those lines, I think we're type of same type of guy. You know, we just both of us hit that light switch and play balls to the walls. And off the field, you know, we really don't hang out too much outside of the locker room. But you know, while we're in the locker room, you know, we have conversations here and there. But you know, it's anybody. You know, you got your guys that you hang out with outside, and then you have your guys that you don't hang out with. So. You know, it's vice versa.
Thank you.
No problem.
When you got a team that's coming off of 58-0, butt kicking, does that mean even if they are struggling, does that give them extra incentive? You know, they'll come out.
I know if we was coming off one, we'd be real feisty. You know, we were eager to get a W, we could get out there again and get that taste out of our mouth. So I'm sure those guys are the same. And basically, we just got to go out there with a game plan. Don't look at what they did last week, you know, because, like I said, they're going to come out swinging and be ready to go. They're going to give us everything they got.
People always looked at you and said you had great potential and weren't consistent enough. Mm-hmm. Is that something you had to work on to get to what you're doing now? And then was it difficult to get through that?
I would say it was difficult, and I would say that's something I worked on. You know, just working with Chris every day for us getting, you know what I'm saying, to becoming an NFL pro. And, you know, that's going out there each and every down, giving it your all, and that's one of the things that I worked on the off season with him with, and throughout the season I've been working on. You know, we'll go back and watch film. He was like, "Okay, this play right here, you didn't go hard as this play here." So, basically, like you said, yeah, it's something that I've been working on and trying to get improvement at.
Stuff that you went through off the field, how has that affected you?
That didn't affect me at all. You know, when I'm in here, you know, this is my job. This is what I do. I put 110 into this, and when those situations come up, that's when I have to deal with them.
Because people say that you've matured.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're seeing you have success on it, you've matured. Do you see that? Do you feel that too? Is that accurate?
You know, maturity come with it. You know, you mature every year, every game. You know, I think guys do mature better if you're out there more and being able to play. You mature as a player, and maturing off the field, yes, I say I have, you know, making smarter decisions and better choices.
When you see what happened in a situation like what happened in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
you think back at your own incident and say you may have been fortunate in that case?
Of course, you know, everybody look at the situation like, you know, we're truly blessed. I'm sure everyone around here has been in a situation like that, and not like that, but been in a situation. Basically, just thank God that, you know, that we're truly blessed to come out of it, and just pray for those guys that was in that situation.
Is that a reminder for you of why you should make sure that never happens again?
You know, it's an eye-opener, like I said. You know, just look at it and learn from it.